Conversation with Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black. Eye on the Sun, the most important star in the whole cosmos, according to mankind. The sunspot update Bob does once a month, and we follow the estimates of NOAA's for what, where we are in the cycle of solar minimum to solar maximum. Last time I checked, we're climbing this towards the solar maximum. But, Bob, solar maximum, what does that represent? Do we know what it means scientifically?
Yes and no. As always, you know, there are always questions. In the case of the sun, has a magnetic field, and it flips its polarity every 11 years. For some reason, positive goes to negative, and negative goes to positive. The poles become opposite polarity, and it does it every 11 years. And in the process of doing that, it's been doing this since the early 1700s. We've had 24 cycles every 11 years where it's flipped its polarity since about 1700 when they began to track this. And the way we know it's doing this, at least the first initial guidance for this, is sunspots. Because as the sun's magnetic field flips, during this 11-year cycle, the amount of sunspots goes up and down. The activity increases and then decreases. So we get what we call the solar cycle, the sunspot cycle. And so they track it. And there is circumstantial evidence that this sunspot cycle increases. And when the sun is more active, the sun is a little warmer. And it might actually affect the climate of the Earth. So tracking is really important. Now, we know it's linked to the magnetic field. We know sunspots are created by magnetic flux lines disconnecting from the sun's surface. But why the polarity flips every 11 years and exactly what the fundamentals that cause the dynamo to do this stuff, we really do not understand. And so tracking the solar cycle is important to understand these things. And so I publish a monthly update of NOAA's monthly update, where I add some context to their graph. And what we're finding this particular solar cycle is that the sun has now pretty much ramped up to maximum about 2 years early. And it appears the sun is now going to go through what they call a double peaked maximum that will be like a table plateau at the top with two peaks at either end. That's what it did last solar cycle. It appears it's going to do the same thing again. At least that's what it seems to be behaving as right now. If you look at the graph on Behind the Black, you'll see what I mean. However, I'm guessing. If I'm right, the sun sometime through the beginning of next year will suddenly go through a second high peak and then start to ramp down to solar minimum again. But I'm guessing. The sun will do what it wants to do, and the sun might not do what I say, because we really are guessing. We don't have any idea why it's doing any of these things. And that, of course, affects the climate, because when the sun is very active, and it's not very active right now, it gets warmer on Earth, it appears. That it's not been very active for the last 20 years might contribute to the fact that the warming that was predicted didn't happen. But we don't know why, and we don't exactly know how to link the two together right now. This is the uncertainty of science, John.
We go to Hubble and Webb, the duo working together. The Webb is the not visible. The Hubble is the visible. And what have they speculated on, Bob?
Well, this is more uncertainty of science. Using Hubble data, astronomers had predicted that the expansion rate of the universe was something like 73 kilometers per second megaparsecs. 73 is the number to remember. That's using the optical data. Other data from the Planck Space Telescope said, no, it should be 67. Those numbers don't match. The difference seems small, but it's not. Both groups say they're very precise recordings. Webb has now chimed in, and it's confirmed Hubble's numbers. So we don't know what the expansion rate of the universe is. This relates to the Big Bang. We have two different numbers that are both perfectly right, but neither matches, which means we don't really understand what's going on once again. And this raises questions once again about cosmology and the Big Bang. We do not have the right data to understand really what's going on, John.
Strange Mars. Bob always finds something weird. What have you found?
This is a picture from Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter of the south pole of Mars. This is actually the perennial dry ice cap that sits on the south pole of the moon, and it produces a strange pattern of wrinkled ridges. Don't ask me to explain this. And it's just, once again, Mars is an alien planet. And the alienness, of course, is what makes it fun, but the alienness is what makes it difficult to understand.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bell.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,